Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, Los Angeles survived the atmospheric river, and now I'm ready to put my galoshes in deep storage forever. Thank you.
Bravo. I went on this beautiful hike, but I had an Ozzy Osbourne song stuck in my head the entire time. So that was unfortunate.
Earworms. They're the worst. I've been on a Sublime earworm kick lately, and no offense to surf punk ska bands, but I need some peace.
Yeah, man. I keep waking up at exactly 7-Eleven. What does this mean, Sarah? Do I need to go get a Slurpee?
Hey, 7-Eleven is better than 6-Eleven. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day.
Aloha, world.
Aloha.
Aloha, oh. Everybody.
Konnichiwa.
Welcome Buongiorno. To Have Such a Good Day on the road edition. No, really, though, the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life, even Hawaiian style, for your entertainment and ours. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody.
I know that I sound a little funny, but that's because I'm in a very big room very early in the morning, and I'm on a Hawaiian island, and I'm on a different mic. So my apologies if I don't sound great in your ear.
I was like, oh, I love how you led with, like, I'm in a very big room.
A big dark
also room. Using a different mic, also on vacation.
I also,
but the room, I was, very
the
big.
The room, I got kidnapped. I'm in this weird big room. I don't know what I'm doing, but I had my mic with me. So I thought, let's just do the show.
Sure. And I was like, Heather, we hope you get back safe. But in the meantime, we should do a show.
We really should. It's funny though. It has been on my mind. I have like so much to report. I know we only have so much time here, but no, I did not get kidnapped, but I am in a large room. You know, I'm in an Airbnb, but it's a very strange Airbnb.
And in what
way? I
don't
really know how I'm going to like actually review it. Our first Airbnb was so dope. It was an awesome place. It was like in the jungle. We had this big lanai and the view was incredible. And we had a hammock and like the furniture was like halfway decent. And it was just great. And it was so private.
Yeah.
And
it was comfy. Like you were glad to be there.
Yeah. And it was a standalone house, which I love. And my second Airbnb, I thought was also a standalone house because I probably wouldn't have taken it if I knew it wasn't. But I'm basically in the backside of this family's house. And it's this converted, just imagine like three large patios, all with very large like sliding doors, mm-hmm. but they're all like together as one unit. It's very bizarre. And so every time you walk from
one... So you kind of like don't feel like going out on the shared veranda type thing?
Well, there's no shared. It's like, but I'm in the back side, but like think about a totally converted... It's like they had these three different patios from like different units or something, and they merged them all into one Airbnb unit. And so they all feel, each bed is in like what feels like a patio with like this like marble floor, and you keep tripping over like the, you know, like the, there's like a step onto this one. And then it is so bizarre. I don't know. It's just not a place that I would stay again. That's for sure.
Well, that's okay. You know, you live and learn, right? I mean, that's sort of the beauty of traveling is sometimes you go like, all right, first Airbnb, loved it. Would stay again. Second one, you know, now we know. Yeah. Now we know.
Exactly. And the people are super nice. Like they get 5 stars for like communication and just being really nice and hospitable. But yeah, so what's going on, Sarah Lane? I know you've had a really crazy, the weather has been, if you're in California, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the weather's been crazy. So, you know, I'm coming into you live from Los Angeles or whenever you're listening to this podcast. It is sunny skies, but the worst is over. Mm-hmm. But we did have a few days of pretty torrential rain where... I was not affected in any way besides having to walk through some puddles. I got some wet feet. My dog was wet. House is a mess. You know, I don't have anything to complain about. A lot of people actually did experience like mudslides and, you know, damage to their houses or yards or whatever. Definitely. So I don't want to make it seem like there was no, you know, real issue here because there was. But... I came out unscathed. I mean, it rained fucking hard, Heather.
Yeah.
I mean, even for LA, like for like, not just like a day or a few hours, but it was like 4 to 5 days where you're just like, okay.
Like it's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop. It's never going to stop. What's sun? I don't know.
Yeah.
Haven't thought about the sun in a while because I don't see it. And this is a... very Southern California wow problem to have. Many people say, well, we experience lots of extreme weather all the time. We don't. So when this happens, the city tends to shut down a bit. I did have to... I tried to extremely limit like any time in the car. You know, just like driving on wet roads... in
pretty
a place
dangerous.
Where, yeah, we're a place where, you know, it's not really meant to be wet in the sense. And there's, you know, sometimes, you know, you get a drain that's not working. And so all these cars are like going through this like huge puddle and you're like, oh my God, are we all going to fly away kind of thing. I tried to limit that. I couldn't help it. There were a couple times I just, you know, I needed to do something in my car. So I was out and about and it was a little harrowing. It was.
I bet.
But you know, all good now. And I know it's only, as we record this, February 9th. So there's certainly time for, you know, a storm or two to come through. But usually by this time of year, we're kind of out of the woods. So yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, well, yesterday, I mean, I've been following it. I've been watching all the mudslide videos, and I know those weren't near you. They were in, like, the canyons and stuff. But there's a woman I follow on a Substack, and she was like, it was something like, you know, January is my least favorite month, you know, behind February. like basically implying, like, oh, we still have a ways to go. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, I literally, like, skedaddled NorCal because you know, 5 days of like pounding rain, think like 3 weeks.
Oh yeah. So I feel like brutal. you should like go back and like explain like what you had to do to make sure that you you were allowed to go on your vacation. Yes. And not just get like snowed in type
and
thing.
Why we had to skip an episode. I mean, it was like literally impossible to record last week. It was weird though, because I thought we would. Like, it was just sort of, the week started out somewhat normal, like on Monday, but then like the weather, you know, forecasts were coming in, and it was just one of those things where, and you know, it's hard to really know when to take the weather forecast seriously. But this was coming from like the parks, you know, the California State Park people, and the, you know, they were like official, like this was a very, very official weather report, basically saying that, because, you know, we had, I mean, it has been a soggy couple months, let me tell you. I mean, we do live in a rainforest, so I get that we're going to have way more rain than a place like Los Angeles. But we knew even last summer, like, you know, they were talking about this El Nino, I think, or La Nina, I get them confused. But, you know, we knew it was going to be a really wet winter, or we just anticipated it. But God, I mean, you don't really get it until you experience it. But it's like what you're saying, after 5 days of no sun, like I was literally going batty. Like, I have to get out of here. This is insane. How are people getting through the day? It's like every single day pounding rain and like gray. And so, and then like everything's soaking wet too, which is like kind of scary because, you know, trees fall. There's a lot of shallow root systems. You know, like Sitka spruces that are all around my property. And I just was like bracing myself. So harken back. It's been a long journey. We're actually flying home today. It's like, I feel like we've been gone for a while, but a lot has happened. So we, you know, we started the week and looked at this crazy forecast that was basically saying that you're really running a pretty major risk. If you're leaving town, like you have to leave before 6 p.m. It was 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. And we were supposed to leave Wednesday morning, but Wednesday was basically Tuesday night that it was going to hit, and it was going to hit hard, and it was going to go all the way through Wednesday. And if you're on the roads, they were saying that like trees, like literally branches will be flying because they were going to have like 75 mile an hour winds. And when you drive specifically like out of my area, you know, once you get maybe an hour south, there's a long stretch that's probably 3 hours that is, it feels like you're in the movie The Shining. It's like,
oh, it is great. Yeah.
Forest,
my favorite.
Deep forest. Yeah, it's kind of scary. Like, if you, I don't want to deter any of you to come visit me, but no, it's very beautiful. But
no, I once had somebody come visit me in my old Northern California residence, and she was like, it was like driving through Deliverance. And I was like,
it is kind of Deliverance.
Got
it.
Also. Okay.
And like The Hills of Eyes. I mean, look, there's a lot of references here, but you get the idea. So basically, I was really stressful because I wasn't ready to leave. Like, we were going to record. I had meetings. My whole Tuesday was stacked. I had to like unravel like 4 different meetings back to back, be like, we got to leave town now. And I had to like rush to pack, get everything sorted. But we did end up leaving at like 1 o'clock on Tuesday, which was really a miracle. We ended up staying, about four hours south in this really cute little town. We just stayed the night at this hotel that, is fairly new, and I wanted to check it out. It was actually kind of a fun, weird, like random adventure. And then the next day we worked our way through the Bay Area because we weren't flying out until Thursday morning. So we had all day Wednesday, but it was the Bay Area was exactly the same. It was pounding rain, so gray. It was actually really cold too. I remember I packed kind of light because I was going to a warm island supposedly. So yeah, that day was kind of miserable. We're kind of bopping around the East Bay until, we met my uncle for dinner. Anyway, we fly out, but, you know, it's funny too, because I think all of this lead up of all this bad weather for a while and, you know, December and just these winter months, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to Hawaii, everybody. Like, I was just very like, on the other side, it's going to be perfect. You know, it's going to be perfectly perfect. You know, 79 degrees with no wind and no rain and no clouds. And I'm going to have this perfect warm breeze.
I mean, you don't go to Hawaii thinking it's not going to rain, especially the island of Kauai, which is the rainiest one.
100%. And I was totally, of course, expecting that. The thing about Hawaii,
it's different, though. Yeah, it's very tropical different. And warm, and the rain comes and goes, and you got and rainbows, goes. And it's cute. And
yeah, and it's cute. I think that sometimes I, or we, maybe in your case, you can let us know, hi at havesuchagoodday.com, I never really learn. And I feel like there's these patterns that, you know, I think we're smart creatures, but we only use a certain percentage of our brain. And I sometimes I'm like, didn't I go through this last year where I create this in my mind's eye, this perfect, you know, perfect sand, perfect warm breeze, drinking the perfect pina colada and everything's perfect. And it's like, who are you? Like that is the most unrealistic thing ever. And my boyfriend's always reminding me that my expectations are just too high. And so like, don't get me wrong. It like a lot of my friends have been like, oh, you are so like, I would take that any day over what I'm dealing with in California because it's been really bad in California. So I've been very lucky to be here. It was a really great escape, but it definitely wasn't perfect. You know, we definitely had more clouds and more, there was like some chilly days. It was never cold, but you definitely needed like a sweatshirt. And so there hasn't been, I have not put a bathing suit on. And so that whole like concept kind of like weirded me out because every time I've come to Hawaii, I've been swimming with the turtles. I've been snorkeling, laying on the beach, getting a tan, like being in my bathing suit, you know? And so before I left, I was asking my friend Alice, who travels a lot to tropical places. I was like, how many bathing suits do you usually bring? Because, you know, if they're wet still, you know, you don't want to put them on. You want to have like some backup. And she's like, I usually bring 5 and I only own 3. And so I was like, oh, man, like before I left.
5
I was,
bathing suits.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, I guess for like 10 days, if you're going in the water a lot, it's actually not, you know, not that bad because, you know, you want a dry suit to get in every day. But anyway, I only had 3. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe I'll need to get a 4th. I don't know. But I haven't even put one on yet. And the thing is, at first I was like, world's tiniest violin here. You know, like, wah-wah, that I couldn't put a bathing suit on. But I think because of my expectations of what I remember it being like here, and I've gone during seasons that were warmer, I just had expectations. I was looking forward to swimming with the turtles, but it has been pleasant. It's always been in the 70s, but there's been just, you know, a lot of monsoons. It's just not really beach get wet weather. The beaches are beautiful.
I mean, it's February after all.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's warmer where you are than other places, but it's still winter.
Exactly. And we were on the North Shore like most of the time. And then
the wetter.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And then we spent the last couple of days like in Poipu area and we got sun. Like I got some sun like on my skin. It felt really good. I think I got enough because yesterday was actually quite hot. And we were like, whew, this is a hot one. But I think, I realized coming toward the end of our trip, I realized, I'm like, you know what? Oh my God, it's been such a great different trip. It hasn't been precisely how I thought it would be in relation to the last few times I've been here, but it's been super special. We've been hiking, like muddy trail. Like, it's just been so exciting. Great adventures, eating very well, shopping around. I never go to shops here. There's like vintage stores and really fun. Like, it was sort of a fun adventure going to a lot of different small towns that I had never been to on Kauai, because I was always at the beach, or I was always, you know, we went inland and went to these like funky little like hippie towns, and really, really, really cool. And so I realized, took me the whole trip to realize, you know what? It's totally fine. Like, who wants to go to the beach anyway? So, yeah. And also, we had a couple little like snags. I was driving, and we were driving up into, there's a place called Waimea Canyon, and it goes all the way to the top. And there's this incredible hike up at the top. I mean, the coolest hike I've ever done, next to Nepali coast, which is, you know, the big one here, on the mm-hmm. north shore. And so, well, it's kind of northwest, but, this place, so you drive, it's pretty, you know, it's a pretty crazy drive. You're going to the top of the, you know, the island, and it's full of mountains and canyons and everything. And there was, you know, there's some rough roads. There was this part of the road that was totally covered in trees. Like, you couldn't see ahead at all. It was all shaded, and it was completely wrecked. It was like, think of like the worst potholes you've ever seen. Like, but like, you know, 20 of them all like in one section. And so I'm going like the speed limit, but like, I go over this rough road. Oh my God. We kind of screwed up our car. It was kind of sketchy. It was like, you didn't see it coming. And then all of a sudden you're just like, you hit super hard this like really broken road. And we had to like go find some like electrical tape to like tape the front parts. It broke. So it was a little bit one of those things on a trip where you're like, oh no, I guess like these kinds of things can happen. Not in my mind's eye. But in real life, you know, so, you know, we hit some snags, but again, it's been incredible. Lots of Mai Tais it's a beautiful island. It's one of those places too, that I'm like, God, I think I could live here. I mean, I'd feel a little island fever here and there, but you know, it's gotten definitely more built out. There's just so many cute little, like, you know, they have a lot of those food trucks, and like the food windows where you can get like an acai bowl. It's just, it's very pleasant. It's a very pleasant living, unless you get island fever. But I feel mm-hmm. like where I live feels more remote in a lot of ways. But yeah, anyway, that's the trip in a nutshell. We head back today, and then we have to trek up from the Bay Area. So we won't be home until Saturday. But yeah, email us at hyatthavesuchagoodday.com. If you have any thoughts or feelings, have you been to Hawaii? And, you know, tell me about your experience.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think you're having an adventure. You've had one anyway, and that's great. I have not been on Kauai since 2015, I think it was.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's been a while. And I mean, a lot of people are like, well, I've never been to Hawaii at all. When you live in California, it's kind of like Hawaii and Mexico are the easy ones.
Yeah.
You know,
but
the all
East Coast,
the, you know,
it's not.
Yeah, exactly. But like, in the same way, you know, going to the Bahamas, I'm like, whoa, that's like so far and like crazy
totally.
Exotic. And like, mm-hmm. you know, like what's even going on over there? So yeah, you know, you got your Hawaiian Islands. I love Hawaii. I haven't been to Molokai, but I've been to all the other islands. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. I haven't been to Lanai either. But the major islands.
Yeah.
And I, you know, with, you know, very different trips each time. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, I was young and we were just like, you know, let's sing karaoke and just, you know, eat shave ices. That's what we're doing, you
yep.
know. And then, you know, like more of like a, you know, like
there's
a romantic trip where
mm-hmm.
like we like, you know, splurged and, you know, kind of stayed at a nice hotel. That
yep.
actually was the trip I liked the least, just because I'm like, I could do this anywhere, you know?
Well, that's the thing that I was, it's funny, we had dinner at that fancy, it's just like a really nice, It used to be, I don't remember what it was, but it was, there was always a nice hotel at the edge of this cliff with an amazing view. And I remember going there when it was a different hotel. It's now called One Hotel, I think. And it's beautiful. It's very, very modern. It has the most incredible view of the, you know, the mountains with the waterfalls across the ocean on the other side. We just went there for a drink, and we did have dinner for Elijah's birthday. And we met some people who were staying there, and I feel the same way. And Elijah and I talked about this. It's like, I like a little bit more of a kind of handcrafted experience. I don't want to just, you know, I mean, there's sometimes where I'm like, I really want to be pampered, and that sounds nice for a week or maybe just a few nights. But for the most part, I like a variety of, you know, some nice food maybe, but like I like some funkiness too. So I feel like this trip was a good combination of, eclectic kind of find your own way, experiences, and then, you know, hitting some of the spots that people talk about. And I like curating a trip. I think it's really fun. I've been the one who's been navigating, and, you know, Elijah knew nothing about this place. So I had like a list of places I wanted to go to for each part of the island. And it worked out really well because I kind of loved everything that I chose. And, you know, that's half the fun for me is doing the planning, especially when you're here. I don't love the like airplane tickets and coordinating, like, you know, how are we getting there? Yes. Like, I don't love that, but
imagine if you're like, you know what my favorite part is? Getting to the airport. I love it. I love going through security. It's so fun.
Oh man. Well, some people are travel agents, and they, you know, they do kind of enjoy that part of hardcore planning. But I like more of the like, yeah, where's the best shave ice places, or place with a great acai bowl. You know, there's a lot of that type of stuff here. So best Mai Tai. In fact, I think we did have the best Mai Tai because the woman, there's a restaurant actually that I went back to that I had been before. I couldn't remember the name. I kind of remembered vaguely what it looked like inside. And then we found it, and it's a famous spot. It's over in Hanalei, and they have world famous Mai Tais. And it's true. They are seriously the best Mai Tais I've ever had. And apparently the Wall Street Journal deemed them the best Mai Tais in the world. So there you have it, Sarah.
All right. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, it sounds lovely. I'm trying to think of the last vacation that I took, and I can't think of one. I mean, I've, you know, been on a plane to go here or there, in the last 5 years, but not all that often.
It's hard to do a real vacation.
Definitely not a vacation. I have not had a vacation in a long time, so.
It's hard. It's hard to get away.
Yeah. Hard to get away. Time, money,
sometimes nature holds you back.
Just don't even know. Yeah, so speaking of nature, just before we move on, not to like belabor the LA atmospheric river point, but had a funny situation. This was, I guess it was late last week when we were starting to get some rain and people were sort of like, saw lines outside of gas stations kind of thing.
Oh, wow. That always freaks me out.
Yeah, because people are just sort of like, I don't know what's up, so I just want to, you know, prepare. And I'm like, I don't even really have like a good to-go kit. Like how bad is this going to be? Because I was sort of just like, all right, I'll just work and hope for the best, you know. Seems like we have like pretty decent drainage in my neighborhood. I was living my life as usual. And last week the power goes out, and, you know, I'm sitting at the computer that I'm sitting at right now, and the power goes out, and I'm like, I figured that would happen. So I call the energy company, I want to say PG&E, but we don't have that in LA. I forget even who I called. I was like, hey, so power's out. And they were like, interesting, because we have quite a few other people who have called in, but nobody in your zip code. They're like in Highland Park or, you know, Topanga or, you know, whatever, not where I live. And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, just maybe I'm the first. So I can't really do anything because the power is out. So I take my dog on a walk and it's midday. So like you can't really see if people's lights are on inside their house, you know? And I eventually run into one of my immediate neighbors and I was like, hey, is your power out? And he doesn't speak English. And he was like, what? And I'm like, power, you know? So we're doing this whole kind of dance thing like around a fence. And, you know, eventually he's like, yeah, like thumbs up, where I'm like, are you thumbs upping me because your power is also out or because your power is on? Hard to say. Anyway, I get back in the house and I realize, well, wait a second. The hood, like the light on the hood above my oven, because I had made breakfast earlier, that's on. I'm like, is it battery powered? No, that's crazy. Like, why would it be battery? Who has ever put like batteries in their oven hood? I'm like, that's weird. But then I'm like, wait, no, my microwave. I mean, the clock got wiped out, but like, it's on. What is happening? What happened, Heather, is that I ran two space heaters too close to each other on the same, I don't know, energy circuit, whatever you call these things. And I tripped my breaker.
Sarah Lane.
Well, but like, but I, you know, listen, you know, all of this, like, it's raining outside. It's crazy. Everyone's talking about, like, you know, it's going to be the end of days for all of us. My power goes out. I'm like, my power is out. You know, I kind of hang out in one side of my apartment, you know, to do work and, you know, whatever. And so, like, I just didn't really notice. Well, anyway, at that point, it was too late. The Department of Water and Power have now come to my house, you know, and, you know, I've got a guy, like, ringing my doorbell. My dog's barking. You know, I'm like, I'm still working. And, you know, when I'm working, I'm like tethered to the seat with this microphone. You know, I can't just be like, oh, hold on a second, guys. Somebody's at the door. You know, I'm just like, just ignore him, Otis. Just ignore the people at the door. Then my landlord calls me because apparently when I called the department, and I said, yeah, you know, they were like, what's your number? I'm like, here, call me back, blah, blah, blah. They were just sort of like, eh, let's see who's in the system. They call him. And so he's like freaking out, like, what's wrong with the house? And I was like, I'm sorry. I just wanted to be warm. And I put two space heaters too close together. I'm sorry.
And was he, I mean, it's kind of understandable. It's not like, yeah, he, I mean, did no.
He was like, oh yeah. Oh gosh. I mean, I wouldn't even know, like, I wouldn't have even known how to like explain that to you. But, yeah, they weren't like in the same outlet for anyone who's like, oh, Sarah, they are sort of, they're in adjacent rooms, but they're, you know, I was just, I don't know. You know,
what?
Electricity is hard sometimes.
It really is. In fact, I know a lot more about electricity than I did before I moved to the country because I often have to call upon an electrician and some of the jobs are really complicated. I had a guy do some rewiring at my house and he told me there was some really wacky like wiring behind the wall that he was like, who did this? You know, this could cause a fire, you know, and just learning a little bit more about how intricate it is behind the walls. And, you know, we have these generators. In fact, we got one of our generators fixed yesterday while we were away, thank the good Lord. It was like this really complicated transfer switch situation that needed an electrician. So yeah, I bow down to y'all electricians out there because I think it seems hard to troubleshoot issues. So yeah, thanks for all your hard work and service over the years.
Seriously, oh my gosh. I mean, this is like, I mean, there are so many situations where I'm just like, Sarah, you're the dumbest person ever.
And you actually know quite a bit about like wiring and audio and setting up systems. I mean, you're like way more knowledgeable than a lot of people.
I know a lot about electronics, but when it comes to like electrical wiring, definitely not my forte. I also just, I don't know. I mean, you turn on a light, it turns on. You go, cool, it turns on, you know. I have all these smart lights set up, you know, but that's like, I still don't really know how we get the electricity in the first place. And now I can just, you know, move everything from my phone. Anyway.
Life just keeps making you learn.
It does.
You learn new things every day, Sarah. It's
a learning experience.
It really is.
For sure. As we kind of wrap up this episode here, just wanted to kind of do a little call out to everybody out there, because I would like to know how you manage your passwords.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
Now, I use a password manager. I use LastPass. I've been using it for years. I used 1Password for some time before that. Somehow, like, permanently locked myself out, so that didn't work. I take password management very seriously. I don't want to get hacked or, you know, anything else like that. And so I do all the right things. And I gotta say, especially because I work on multiple machines at all times. You know, I'm sitting at this computer right now. Later today, I might be on my laptop in another room. Mm-hmm. You know, later than that, I might be out and about. You know, I've got my mobile phone. That's all I've got. And you would think that a password manager, you know, is designed for exactly this scenario where you kind of go like, something weird. I will tell you, Heather, because like I check, like I log into my bank account, I don't know, at least twice a week, maybe more, you know, just to make sure, you know, things are kosher. And every time it's like, oh yeah, password not recognized. And I like have to like click the little LastPass icon and be like, no. And that's, you know, with my username. And then it's like, oh, cool. Now we got it. And I'm like, why? Why?
Yeah, this is why I stopped doing LastPass. I actually started it about 6 months ago with my bookkeeper. She's like, you got to use LastPass. And I had used it previously. I think I used 1Pass years ago. But the same thing happened where once I started getting kind of locked out and it wasn't easy anymore, I was just like, oh, I don't even want to unravel this. Like, I'm done. And so I stopped using it. And I do it a different way, which is probably not the most kosher, but I kind of write them down. It's weird. In full disclosure, I've never really had the patience with these password, apps or software, whatever it is. I feel like every time I've done them, they've failed me. And then I don't really know where to go from there. And I think I get, like what you were saying, it's like one day it just gets stuck and I'm in this loop and I can't get into my bank account or whatever. And so I'm like, I just throw my hands up and I go, I'm not doing this thing anymore. And then I go back to my old ways because I know for sure that I have it hard written down somewhere. And I can just do it that way. And I've fallen back on that so many times. It's not a perfect system. It isn't. I have to go into my file and, you know, copy and paste my password, and it's tedious as fuck. But all of it's tedious. And I feel like no matter what you choose to do, it's tedious. And I just feel a little more comfortable with my method, even though maybe it's not as safe. I try to mix up my passwords as much as possible. You know, I do use the same password for a variety of things, but I have different ones too. I do not have a perfect system. And I think with my business, I really should probably try to get back on LastPass because, you know, it's like I've got my personal stuff, which is one thing, but I have so many passwords, you know, and it gets hair pulling day to day. I go onto my bank account almost every day, if not many times a day for my business. I mean, I have to download statements for my bookkeeper. Like, I have to check my, you know, we got a lot of stuff going in and out of that account. And, oh, it's all crazy making. I'm telling you, this year, I'm really going to have to figure something out because, you know, it's really hard to be perfectly organized. And I consider myself a pretty organized person, but running a business like this, of this capacity, you have to really be like on another level. And yeah. I'm not quite there yet. I think once, yeah, we're going to have to figure some ways to, because I've got my sister who's going into all of these things while I'm gone. And like, she is not tech savvy. So it's like, she's asking me for passwords. And I mean, it's just, you can imagine, it's kind of a mess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think using a password manager is always better than just being like, let's wing it.
Agreed.
You know? Okay. So for example, and this happens to me all the time. And I think a lot of it is just like mistaken identity and not somebody actually trying to steal my identity. But I got a weird couple of emails from Snapchat. I don't use Snapchat. I haven't used Snapchat in many years.
That's funny. I've gotten the same. Yeah, same.
Yeah. And, you know, but like I have an account. I mean, I would log in and if I had friends there, I would use Snapchat. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
This is not a knock on the platform, but I got a couple of like weird emails. So I was like, all right, let me log in. And I mean, it was like a 30 to 45 minute process just because like there were like old passwords in LastPass where I'm like, probably my password. I don't know what my fucking password is. like that's the whole point is like, you know, like you get like,
this like the F word edition of the show.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I did too.
Come on. It's Friday. But this always seems to happen to me when I'm like in transit. You know, where
yeah,
I'm like, okay, well, I have LastPass on my phone. And so, like, it's like you copy, but then you have to, like, open up the other app and, like, paste.
I think part of the problem for me is that I don't totally understand how to troubleshoot my LastPass when it does something wacky. I don't get it. I don't, like, totally wrap my head around the whole system. And that's why I just, like, I can't. Like, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know what to do. And so I freeze, and that's why I go back to my old school way, because I don't want to troubleshoot another piece of software or like another tech thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is great, Sarah, because it's been definitely on my mind, and I'd love to hear what y'all do. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of people write in about this because I think it's something to be passionate about. Password protection, y'all. That is a sexy thing.
Well, I mean, it's not sexy, but it is very important.
It's super, super important.
I have been very lucky over the years to have, I mean, people try to like reset my Facebook password all the time.
Yeah.
You know, two-factor auth, I kind of just sort of like laugh at it. But there have been a few incidents. Nothing super recently, but yeah, like where people, you know, they talk about like, I don't know, you know, people who like scrape data from gas stations kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I've heard then, some stories about that.
Yeah. Yep. And then you know, you kind of look at your bill and you're like, that's weird. I wasn't in Florida recently.
Oh, yeah. I actually, right before I left, I had a bunch of spam. I'm sorry, spam. I had a scam from Airbnb. And it was really confusing because I don't book Airbnbs that often. We run Airbnbs, but I was getting charged, you know, $163 here, you know, $270. And I'm like, my Airbnb was more expensive than that, you know, that I booked for Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why am I getting, and I had like a slew of them. And it was actually hard to unravel because it was interesting that it coincided right when I booked my Airbnbs. And I was like, it took a little while to sleuth and get to the bottom of it. Because I also had to talk to Airbnb, because they were like, well, you just booked this vacation. And so that was really, you know, bad timing that I had. So it would have been way easier to see it as a scam if I didn't book an Airbnb. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I have to constantly check my account. I mean, every time I go to my business account, I have to do a authentication. It's tedious. And sometimes I'm like, why do you have to do this every single time? I'm logging in like 4 times a day. But, you know, I know that it's for the best.
It is. It is a small, I don't know.
Price to pay.
Small price to pay. Yeah. A slight inconvenience for the greater good.
Yes.
But all that said, sometimes I'm just like, this should work better.
I know. Well, I think it's a bigger conversation, really, about just how, you know, technology has made our lives a lot easier in a lot of ways, but it's also complicated our lives. It really has. And, you know, a perfect example, and then we'll wrap this baby up with a pretty bow, is just never feeling like I can be out of pocket. I just don't think I can. A part of it is running my own business and not having like a boss where you're like, okay, here's my email signature. I'm going to let everybody know I'm out of pocket for 2 weeks. So don't email me or call me, but I can't have that. Very, very hard to do a total disconnect, which is a weird feeling for me. I guess, you know, I've always had really like big jobs. I'm used to being like really responsible for things. And I like that. I liked having a big job, but this is different where I'm like, this is my business and like, I'm responsible. So I cannot go totally off range, but it's really hard when you're on a island that has, you know, spotty service. And then you finally come down on your last day, right before you leave, you're like, I'm relaxed now, but now I'm going home. So
that's always the way. That's always the way on, you know, my former vacations that seem so far back in my memory now. But it was always like, the first, let's talk about like only like long vacations. Like,
sure.
Sometimes I would be like, I have 3 weeks. And I'm taking the 3 weeks right now, you know?
Yeah.
I've saved them up. I'm doing it. Like, I'm going to do a real vacation. The whole first week is all decompressing.
Oh, absolutely. I was
and completely like stopping, like being like, all right, get up. What do we have to do? Let's do it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. We have work. We have work, you know? And then like the second week is like, oh, okay. I could like wake up, read a book, and then like go to sleep. Oh,
it's an incredible feeling, but it is kind of a bummer when you do a week vacation, because I'm not joking, like yesterday or a little bit the day before, I started to feel like that level of relaxation, but we're literally leaving today. That first, like the first 6 days, I was like,
it's like,
it was hard for me to relax.
You've achieved it. And now back to
reality. Now you got to go back to the stress. And I mean, this one day, you know, we were kind of hanging out at our great Airbnb and I was in the hammock and I was kind of reading and I felt a little weird. I was like, I kind of wanted something to do, you know, and I felt like there was more time on my hands. And now I'm like, I would just kill for it, you know?
Yeah. It's a whole thing. It's a physical and mental journey. You know, for anybody who's like, if you're listening to this being like, well, you know, get out of town, guys. You went on vacation. Like, what's not to like? Everything is to like, but it still is, it can be, especially for, I consider myself like a fairly high anxiety person, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and that makes me be prolific in work, you know, if the day is going well.
Yeah.
But like, it is hard for me to just be like, all right, who cares? We're going to wake up, we're going to chill and we're going to take naps and go back to bed. It's like, that's not how my brain is wired. Mm-hmm. And so it takes a few days for me to unwind that.
Exactly. And it's really important to have those days because it calms your body down and your organs, and like, it's really healthy to do it, but it is very hard to get there. And, you know, not everybody has like that free time. I mean, it was hard for me to leave. I don't even know how, I mean, for many reasons, I'm going to be very behind when I get home, you know? But yeah, it is hard to slow down for people like us, I think. What about you guys out there? We'd love to hear from you. We're asking a lot of you this episode. Please write in and tell us all about your password management, how you slow down, if you're good at relaxing, what you drink first thing in the morning. Are you a coffee drinker? Tell us all. Tell us all your deep, dark secrets. Email us at hyatt@havesuchagoodday.com.
You know, it might be a little mango juice, right?
Yes.
You know?
Why not?
Full disclosure for anybody who's like, oh, Sarah and Heather, you know, I have not had coffee today. I would normally never do anything, show related without a little coffee. But Heather and I started early today and I was just sort of like, I'm just gonna roll with it. So if I sound like I just rolled out of bed, it's because I did.
Oh, me too. And let me mention one more thing. The time difference here has really thrown me for a loop, and it's not even a big deal. It's 2 hours behind, but I guess I'm not really
2 hours
used
behind
to being,
Pacific time.
Yeah, yeah, behind the time that I'm from. But it's really kind of screwed me up because, like, for me, I had to get up at 6 to record the show because, you know, it's 8 o'clock where Sarah is. I literally rolled out of bed 90 seconds before I got on camera. I didn't drink coffee either. I actually just popped one open. It's like one of those canned lattes, you know, like La Colombe. It's pretty good, actually. But I actually did not have coffee first thing. I went through most of the show without coffee, just for the record. And I'm drinking.
Okay, well,
now,
I went through the whole show without coffee. Okay, Heather,
you won.
Yeah,
you beat me.
I win. I have suffered more.
You okay? Definitely have, for sure. No.
But just a reminder, y'all. We are directly supported by our patrons. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about how to directly support our show and get some fun perks like being in our Discord where we've been talking about, gosh, what were we even talking about last in our Discord?
Lots of things. Well, some stuff about our last episode that you were talking about was...
We were talking about...
My book recommendations was part of it from last episode.
Book recommendations.
Oh, TikTok.
The TikToks. The whole thing about, young kids on TikTok talking about anti-aging makeup. Mm-hmm. Which is just, I mean, where do I even, I don't even want to start because I'll never end. All weird stuff, but
super fun.
We have a good time in there and we would love to have you join us. So again, if you would like to have an ad-free version of the show, that is kind of the most obvious part, but other perks as well, please do consider directly supporting our little humble show, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday.
And you get to be part of a really cool community, which is like a huge reason why we're on Patreon is, you know, we have a dedicated following and we'd love to have you join us.
Indeed.
We have a couple new patrons actually, Sarah, Josh
do
and Jonathan.
We? Josh and Jonathan. Well, hello, good sirs.
I wonder if they're in cahoots.
I love it. I love a J name.
Yeah, same.
We are so happy to have new patrons. You know, as life is complicated, we all know this. The point I'm making, and I do have one, is that, if you love your creators, and we are creating, then, you know, you have options.
Yes.
And that is what it keeps our lights on. And
it really does.
That.
We really, really do. And we love y'all. And you know that, though. We say that every week.
Indeed.
Don't get a big head about it, all right?
Yeah. All right, Heather, I'm going to let you go back to slumber.
Right.
Last day
I got to pack my bags.
And yeah, I know. Well, all this was fun. We
super
will
fun.
Be back next week. We'll be back in our sort of whatever
our
the
normal
real
routine.
Schedule is. Normal routine. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I'll be back home. I'll see you guys on the other side. On the flip side, as they say, surfer speak. But so fun to have an hour with y'all before I take off. And until next week, I will remain Heather.
And I will be Sarah forever. Have such a good day.
Bye. Mahalo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.